This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. President Obama is in New Orleans today to deliver the opening address at the Urban League's annual conference. The civil rights organization is focusing this year on education and jobs. The unemployment rate for African Americans is nearly twice that of white Americans, and for young black men, it's nearly four times higher. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji takes us to one neighborhood in New Orleans where unemployment and poverty go hand in hand with jail time.
To say there's blight in Central City, New Orleans is an understatement. Businesses have been boarded up for years, homes vacant since Katrina, and employment scarce. But ask anyone who lives there how many people they know in prison or jail.
We got Bucci, Travis.
Which is my kid's father.
And there's an abundance of names.
Michael.
And those are just from a two-block radius near the corner of 2nd and Dryades. Louisiana incarcerates the most people per capita in the United States.
Who else?
That list you just heard? A majority of the names belong to black men between the ages of 18 and 40. Prime income-earning age. But they're obviously not working. And when they get out, finding a job is tough.
What happens when the church comes out and lays their hands on the problems of this society?
But finding a church in Central City to pray for a job? Well, that's easy because they're everywhere.
This congregation and ministry happens to sit in a million-dollar community, but it's not the kind of million-dollar community that exists on the other side of St. Charles.
Patrick Keene is the pastor at Bethlehem Lutheran in Central City. He's referring to the Garden District when he says the other side of St. Charles, home to million-dollar mansions. He calls Central City a million-dollar community because the state spends about $5 million a year there on prison admissions.
Hey, boy. What's up, boy?
Reverend Keene likes to check on his flock during the week. Today, he's going to see Miss Lizzie Randolph. She's been living in a modest one-story shotgun house on 2nd near Dryades for decades. Her great-nephews watch TV and play in the living room.
You don't have money. Not rich.
Keene says this is a pretty typical scene. Grandmas and aunties watch the kids while moms work service jobs. And he says this is a pretty typical Central City family. Two of Miss Lizzie's grandsons, Michael and Travis, are in prison on drug charges. Travis left five kids behind. Miss Lizzie says nobody on the other side of St. Charles cares about what happens to the kids in her neighborhood.
This drug thing is just gone out of control. But they're not going to stop it because their families is not getting hurt. Nothing has happened to them. They're sitting wherever they're sitting and looking at our black kids mostly getting caught up in all of this for a few pennies, and either they're going to end up in jail or dead.
New Orleans has the highest murder rate in the country, and Central City is ground zero. When you ask why so many men get caught up in the drug game, the typical response is, what else is there to do? A local nonprofit called the Youth Empowerment Project is trying to fill that void.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom.
Yeah, I want to shout-out to my mom and my brothers and my whole family.
Shout-out to
kids
Apple.
At its free summer camp just blocks from Miss Lizzie's house were eager to give radio shout-outs to family and friends. The Youth Empowerment Project also helps young adults get their GEDs and find work. 20-year-old Michael Brown came for help with his job search.
I just came home, and I started looking for work. I try to work at the coke plant. I try to work at some shipyards.
He just came home from prison, where he served 2.5 years for selling cocaine.
But by you being a convicted felon, they hesitate before they hire you. So I'm not going to starve. I mean, I can't just sit around like, all right, I can't get to work. All right, I ain't going to do nothing. I got to provide for myself.
Criminal Justice Commissioner James Carter says he hears excuses for getting back in the drug game all the time.
You can't always blame somebody else for one's behavior.
Carter works for New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu and says his office is committed to fighting crime and high rates of incarceration. And he lists all the initiatives he's in charge of to make that point.
What's called the Pretrial Services Initiative.
The Ceasefire Initiative.
The Reentry Initiative.
Midnight Basketball.
The Saving Our Sons Initiative.
But the one thing he feels is missing from the conversation?
The issue of self-responsibility. Self-responsibility is very, very important to add to the mix that will ultimately also help to reduce the high incarceration rate here in this country.
Dear Mayor Landrieu, my name is Candace McMillan. As a Black American product of a single-parent, low-income household...
Candace McMillan may have grown up poor, but she's an upper-middle-class contractor now. McMillan lives on 4th and Dryades in Central City, even though she doesn't have to. She believes that you can't fix poverty unless you know poor people.
You know, I would hear stories like, well, you know, my mom's on crack. I never knew my dad. I got three little sisters and brothers. I have a record. Nobody wants to hire me. Can you give me a job? Because if you don't, I got to get on this corner.
In her letter to the mayor, Candace McMillan writes about the countless mornings young men have shown up on her porch begging for something to do to keep them out of trouble.
It seriously disturbs me that people looking in from the outside sort of kind of just draws this conclusion that the young Black males or people who are victims of the 50 million circumstances and issues that plague Central City have just drawn a conclusion that they don't want better, because that's not true. That's not what I see. I'm living it. I can honest to God tell you this. Every person that I've given a chance has done well.
McMillan understands that politicians want to make big, sweeping changes. But she says what young Black men in Central City need right now are jobs, whether they have a prison record or not. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.